Well, Scott, first of all, welcome to Aston Villa. How pleased are you to be a Villa player?
Yeah, I'm very pleased. It's, like I say, it's a massive, massive club. It's without doubt the biggest club I've ever played for, obviously. It's not where it should be, but you know, I'd like to help get it back to where it belongs, and you know, it's one of the biggest clubs in the land, and you know, I'm going to do my bit for this club, hopefully, and we'll see where it takes us.
I presume it's been a bit of a whirlwind for you, January, one way or another.
Yeah, it's been a long month. I mean, there's been a lot of speculation, you know, rejected bids from teams. It started before the window, really, so it's been a long 4 or 5 weeks nearly we're coming on, but at the end of the day, it's what, we're the 3rd of February now, is it? It's all done, so, you know, January's been and gone now, so just have to crack on now.
And I presume for a striker, it's all about getting goals for Villa now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the manager's told me he's brought me in first and foremost from my attitude and work rate. Obviously, the goals will follow. I'm confident with that. You know, I've done quite well since playing in the Championship. Obviously, I've had a bad 2 years before that, but you know, I've shown I can succeed at this level and score goals. And you know, you pay strikers to score goals, and that's what I'm hoping to do.
How do you assess the challenge of joining a club like Villa? Like you mentioned, it's a big club. It's fallen on hard times in recent times, not just maybe last year when it also culminated 3 or 4 years before that. It wasn't going great. So how big a challenge is it for you to help put right?
Listen, every day you come into training is a challenge. So whatever club you play at, if you want to succeed, every day is a challenge. And that's how it has to be if you want to get to where you want to go. So I know it's a big challenge, yeah. And, you know, they paid good money for me. You're the number 9 at Aston Villa. I never thought I'd be in this position 3 years ago. So for me, it's a challenge, yeah, but it's one challenge I never thought I'd have. So it's a pleasure, really, and that's how I'll treat it. You know, challenges come and go in football. If you want to do well, you've got to have challenges. So it's nothing new. I'm just looking forward to it.
And what about the idea of getting into the top six? It seems very slim. It's not impossible, but it's a very big ask.
Yeah, well, I mean, you say it's a slim chance, but you know, that's a chance, isn't it, at the end of the day? As a striker, if I get a slim chance, it's a chance, you know. So the season doesn't end until, I think it's May, is it? So there's a long time to go, and there's a lot of football to be played, and who knows, if you string 5-6 wins on the bounce together, you've seen in this league, you either shoot up the table or you shoot down the table if you have a run of defeats or wins. So there's a lot of football to be played, and them teams above us, they're not going to win every game to the end of the season, because they'll have to play each other. Certain things will have to play them. So I mean, a slim chance is a chance at the end of the day, and that's all you can ask for at this moment. Maybe it's not gone as what people would like at this club, you know, but I wasn't here for that. So for me, I'm just looking forward, and the new boys who've come in, we're all just looking forward. So there's a chance without a shadow of a doubt, and we owe it to the club and the fans to and the manager to at least put in as hard work as we possibly can to maybe sneak in.